Hello, Jim Electric.
Oh, hi, Hector. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So I was just following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if something was going on with the card that we have on file.
Yeah, actually, that card, I reported because there were some someone trying to steal money from us. One question.
Man,
so what I'm paying right now is just the phone number, right?
Well, no, they have the invoice set for the whole package at $249. Did you
really
want to do just the phone number?
No, because I was not using the web page no more.
Oh, I see. Okay. So your account has been on hold for 6 months. But in the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature and in that hold agreement, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 8th starting in September. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior. So if you're not using the website anymore, that's fine because the value in what we do is not in a website. It's in promoting your business on the first page of Google and Bing where, you know, 9 out of 10 consumers make their buying decisions.
Yeah, I called a long time ago, so I'm not going to use your service no more. Make sure to this time just remove me out of everything. I really don't need the service no more.
I see. So I need to give you some options because I can't cancel an account with a past due amount. And that's just because, you know, in the terms you agreed to that automatic renewal on the 8th. So I can give you a couple of options where you could, you know, pay maybe a lesser past due balance and then cancel because, you know, the good news is you're catching it in time because right now it's just past due for $249. But come October 8th, that reoccurs to $498, and it continues to do so until this settles. So,
right, but that time that I put my account on hold, why they didn't take
it was on
anything?
Hold. It wasn't canceled. So it says in the notes here back on April that it says, I spoke with client and he wanted to pause his account. We already spoke to place the account on hold for 6 months, but I was able to offer 5 more months. The client accepted. We confirmed the email and he will get back to us before reactivation. I also explained that it's an automatic billing and he must call us before the 5 month period. The client understood. I tried to offer hosting and he said no to place it on hold. One thing that's kind of miraculous, though, and this is to your benefit, is usually during a hold, they deactivate the call tracking number. In your case, they didn't, and there's 423 leads on the dashboard that came through that call tracking number. So if this account were to cancel, it's going to dramatically affect your business because everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google is going to unravel, and the calls coming through that call tracking number are going to no longer be valid.
Yeah, well, one of the reasons I'm canceling is because out of those 400 and something calls, 400 and something were scams. So that's why I said, you know what, I don't need this.
Well, you have to consider one thing, Hector, is in order to keep a business on the first page of Google, it takes hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations. Google changes the algorithms daily. And in your case, your account's been on hold for so many months. So, I mean, I'm surprised that you're getting any calls through it. If you're getting scam calls through it, then what's happening is you're probably listing on other sources where they're finding your number. So, for instance, let's say that you're on Angie's or you're on Yelp or you're on Thumbtack. People can go onto those directories and they can put electricians in California, for example, and they get pages and pages of leads, and they'll just call through all of them. So, you know, if you do get a lot of spam calls, I would think those are the source. And once this account reactivates, you're going to start getting some strong, you know, client calls through this.
Yeah, no, it's been since day one. I mean, it's all calls telling me that I need to confirm my email in Google. I know it's all scams.
What about Crystal that called you this week on the 8th that she was calling for commercial work at night about a AAA auto store, a remodel in Santa Clarita?
Yep, that was a surprise for me. I started answering.
Yeah,
that was really a surprise. That was really a surprise.
But see, you just said all 400 and something of them were scam calls, and here's one just this week that wasn't.
Just one.
So if I go through these 423, I'm going to find a boatload of more that you know, are not scam calls. You know, I agree a lot of them could be, but they're not all that way. You know what I mean? You are getting some work out of it. So it's definitely worth your while to keep it open, because I would hate to see everything deactivate that has been built up for your business. So one thing you can do, Hector, is your program includes $100 worth of extra Facebook ads. I don't think you need those. If your intention is to cancel, you definitely don't need a fresh batch of Facebook ads. But even if you keep it going, because you're ranking so strongly on Google, you wouldn't need those. So if we take those off, that would lower your subscription to $149 monthly. And with that package, you're still on the first page.
It's okay for now. It's okay. I'm going to cancel it, and that's okay.
So you want to just pay the balance and cancel right now?
Yes, please. Oh, is there a way that you can send me an email with the cancellation fee or whatever so I can pay online?
Yep. Once it's canceled, I can send you the cancellation confirmation. Before it's canceled, I can't.
Right.
But I will help you out and take out those $100 of Facebook ads, which you won't need since, you know, you're not going to use it anymore. So let me do this. And then for that final payment, is it going to be still the Evergreen Lane for the billing address, the 28206?
Right.
Okay, perfect. And then I'm ready for the new card number whenever you are.
Oh, but can I do it online? Like, can I put all the information online?
You can, but I have your billing in front of me now, and I could send you the confirmation within 5 minutes once it's canceled, you know?
No, it's okay. Just send me the link, and I'll do it right now.
Okay. So give me a second here. Going to send you an email that says login credentials to your client dashboard. And then when you log on, you can use the username and password that's in that email. When you log on, it will say your account is in suspension. Click here to reactivate. Now, I know that you're not reactivating because you want to cancel, but that's the way that you can get to the billing page where you can update your billing. And then once I see that it's paid on this end, I can cancel it. Or once that's paid, I can offer you the call tracking number to keep that active for just $15 a month. That way, when you get calls like Crystal, you're not going to miss them, you know, because she called through that number.
Right. About the number, let me think about that. But for now, I'm going to try to cancel. So.
Okay. So when do you think you'll submit the payment on the dashboard?
I'm going to do it right now. I'm just doing something else in the office. So as soon as I'm done with that, I'll do this.
Okay. I'll circle back to the account in about an hour then, just to make sure that it's done. And if it has, you'll get an email at that time that the account's been canceled. Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Oh, you're welcome, and have a nice weekend coming up too, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.